Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
You deserve it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I give it to you. The highest praise. My hallelujah. It belongs to you, Lord.
Everybody, come on and
stop to the
You deserve it, Lord. You deserve all of our hallelujah. When I think about where we came from, where we used to be, you deserve it. When I think about how you've opened up truth to us, you deserve it. When I think about how you brought us from the bottom to the top, you deserve it. In us. You deserve it. And then I think about too, Father God, that is you who allow mercy and grace to just take over our lives. Thank you. It's you. You deserve it. You deserve our praise. You deserve our hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, I thank God for you. I thank God for your faithfulness. Don't ever lose your faithfulness, brothers and sisters. The enemy wants to get into your faithfulness. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They was faithful until they met old Lucifer. Remain faithful to God. We have a word of prayer. And then this is Thankful Thursday. And the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, first of all, for your word, because it's your word, Father God, that teaches us who we are and whose we are. It is your word, Father God, that we learn that the difference between lies and truth. It's your word, Father God, that we get recreated, we get born again. It is through your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. Because it's your word, Father God, that decree and declare that you we are your children. Father God, I thank you for the victory. According to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, I thank you for the victory. Because I believe your word has, you have sent your word to heal us. You sent your word to deliver us. And your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish what it set out to do. I declare, Father God, that your anointing that you placed on our lives will remain with us, Father God. I declare, Lord God, you have given us divine healing. You've given us divine life. You've given us your grace. You've given us your mercy. Father God, I can't help but to thank you for your favor. You've given us favor. I expect favor. I expect to continue living in favor because your word decree and declare that you have given us an abundance of life, or better yet, the abundant life. The Bible says the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So I thank you for this life that's in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we're divine partakers, or we're partakers of a divine nature. And we're partakers of your word, Father God. I thank you, Father God, you decree and declare that we're the salt of the earth. And we do not want to lose that we have to salt with. We want to continue to keep it. Why? Because we're the apple of your eye. By your stripes we're healed. Thank you, Father God, for changing us into that image. That image likened unto your Son. I thank you for it. I thank you, too, Father God, we're able to crucify the flesh. And that we'll rise in you. Now, Father God, I ask you that those that are asking for prayer, that you continue to pray for them. That we continue to pray for them. Also, Father God, I thank you for those that are asking for deliverance. Father God, you continue to have deliverance on your schedule for them. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're blessed going in. We're blessed coming out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brother and sister, this is Thankful Thursday. For whoever would like to be thankful for the word, we're going to ask you to press 1. And after that, we'll let you into the broadcast, and
hello.
We'll go from there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyway, hallelujah. If you're here and you want to be thankful for just a certain scripture that the Lord has blessed you with, I ask you to do so right now by pressing 1. Hallelujah. If you press 1, we'll sure let you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Giving you a chance to say something, be thankful. Hallelujah. Well, I want to start off with our text for this week, which is found in the book of Hebrews. The 8th chapter. I'm so thankful for it. It says, now things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such a high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Very important, brothers and sisters, that we understand that this tabernacle he's talking about is true. And you may want to ask yourself, because I'm thankful for it. I may have to say this another time, too. But I'm thankful that Christ is the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and then he says, and not man. That's important. That has some significance that goes, because man want to always get credit for building the church, laying the cornerstone. They want to get masons and eastern stars, and then they want to lay the cornerstone. And because they built the church. Well, that's not the church we're talking about today. We're talking about the church that the Lord built and not man, which happens to be the true church. And I'm going to share some things with you all today, brothers and sisters, because I ask myself, where is the true church? Where is the true church? The Bible says in Revelations 12 and 9, Satan is deceiver, the whole world. To me, this is a starting statement. Surely the truth about a subject as vital as the church or as the gospel by Christ would not be excluded from this deception. The first record words spoken by Christ are repent and believe the gospel. Mark 1:15. Now we're going to get to the truth, but you got to understand this. You got to repent. I'm talking to those so-called believers, those that claim to have the gospel and preach the gospel. Repent. What you going to repent from? From teaching the wrong stuff? For teaching a false gospel? But what is the real gospel? Is there more than one? Those who would be true Christians are told that they must believe the gospel. Over there in the verse 14 states, Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. There is no other gospel but the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Of course, the world focused on the person of Jesus Christ rather than on his message. He brought it. It is always entitled ignored of the kingdom of God because man has this thing where he wanted to build his own kingdom and then he wanted to govern it. But the governing family of God, that is coming to earth at the return of Christ and his saints, professing Christian has assumed the belief of numerous mandate gospel. It's not necessarily the true gospel. You may ask, why is that so important? Because our text says the true tabernacle. Listen, brother and sister, there's other tabernacles, but they're not the true tabernacle. They're not the that they have other ministers, but they're not the true ministers. True minister of the sanctuary is Christ. And we're at a point where Christ will teach you, doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. Matter of fact, when I think about it, it's a fact, brother and sister. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, distinction between the many denomination and set of the world and their religion, their denomination, and they never willing to see if what they're having is the truth, if what they're doing is the truth. Most folks assume that the religion they're in or denomination, they assume that's truth. And I don't know why, maybe because of the way they was raised. Maybe they haven't did the research. But however, God has a divine message, brothers and sisters. It's about truth, and it's about his truth. It's about the resurrection, and that's going on right now. See, the true church understands Christ's valid role as the mediator to the Father, but also has him in proper perspective. And that's why when I see this in Hebrews 8, Christ is the minister of the saint, of the sanctuary. That's order. So you may ask, why is this so important? Brothers and sisters, we are taught to love. I wish I had time. We're taught love and we're taught truth. Something that the body of Christ always wrestles with, love and truth. They wrestle with that. And hopefully Monday next week we may just tackle that, because it's critical to know the truth. It's critical to know that there's a false church out here. It's critical that we know this. I learned that there is a great false religion system that the Bible calls Mystery Babylon, the great, the whore who of harlots and abomination of the earth, Revelation 17 and 5, which Christians, or I should say as a Christian, it is pictured as a mother church who has promised that she holding the key by allowing her daughters who left it and but hold or steal part of that system. Let me just go straight to the point. The church in Revelation 17 is called a harlot, a whore. And if I must tell you, in my book I'm writing, the whore that everybody slept with, everybody slept with. That's why it's so important that we start seeking God's, for believers now, not for everybody, but the heavenly sanctuary. That's where God wants you at. Everybody don't get with this. Everybody can't get with this. So if you're blessed enough to understand what I'm saying, brother and sister, there's a false church. And Revelation 17 and 5 and see that. The system has carefully counterfeited all of the doctrine of God and has continued tried to portray, capture, if you would, and destroy the true Christian church or the truth about God. So, and I can just speak this personally, because I learned that the Bible warns God's people about being swift into deadly deception, and that's possible. Also, I had a thought then. Also, God expect for us to learn about its origin and what the words say about it. Because the church is the sanctuary. And God wants you in the right sanctuary where Christ is the minister or Christ is the head and not man, the church he built. Now, I had a lot of people that don't like that, me teaching on the fact that there's a true sanctuary. There's a true tabernacle. But God place it in my spirit, and that's what we're going to teach about until he says different. And I'm praying for those that who wish to remain complete and faithful to the scriptures. A couple other things I wanted to hit on. But I'm going to pause and see if anybody would like to have anything to say on Thankful Thursday. Just press 1. Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. The truth of love, the question is, which came first? So the Apostle John repeatedly taught importance of both Bible truth and godly love. We're going to, I don't know who this is. You're on. I don't sound like I'm hogging it up on Thankful Thursday. But truth or love, which comes first? And we'll probably tackle that tomorrow. They both are critically important to topics. The Bible and human aspect of it. And then you have the spiritual aspect of it. So we'll wait and get into it tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.